the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, if you please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skowronski.
Here.
Please rise, join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, if you please take the microphone, please state your name and address for the record. And we try and limit the discussion to 3 minutes per person to give everybody a chance, but you would be able to come back if you have more to say.
My name is Owen Buske, B-U-S-K-E. My address is 9250 South 46th Street. And Mr. Mayor and council members, you have before you, I'm told, a claim regarding an unlawful property tax that I presented to the city clerk. And I am a realtor, and I've lived in the city of Franklin for 40 years, and I enjoy living here. The assessor has made a mistake because there were not enough sold comparable properties researched to arrive at a fair 2010 reassessment. I would like to tell you that past reassessments used a larger number of sold homes as comparables. And Mr. Mayor, I'm giving you a copy of two complaints I filed with the city clerk. One is the assessor withheld part of a public record. And when you look at the document, you'll see that my address, 9250 South 46th Street, as assessed as if there were two lots, and this is not correct. The other complaint that you will that I will give you tells you quite clearly and shows you quite clearly that the assessor's folder has had a comment: owner gave me a hard time. And I included that with these two documents.
That's, have
not
them,
in,
but
that's not in the that's not in the proof that shows the
okay. Thank you, sir.
The assessment.
And I'll give it to the city clerk so she can make an official record.
And thank you for your time, all of you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir.
No.
Please come up, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Milton Groth. I live at 8335 West Drexel Avenue. And what I've got on my mind here, sometime in September on the corner of 83rd and Forest Meadow, there was some sort of a mini sidewalk put in. And I noticed that the city was cleaning it during snow removal and all this stuff. So I made contact here with Alderman Olson, Steve, and we went back and forth a few times, and then we've got it kind of got it settled out here. And it appears that this was put in because someone had a concern about their children and the safe crossing of going from Drexel on over to make a put it on her so they didn't have to walk through on the street. And my question was, or I have a question in my mind. Has anybody considered continuing the sidewalk from on the east side of Forest Meadow, that is, all the way up to Woodfield, Woodhead or Woodfield it is? And because it seems like there's a double crossing for the kids, especially on that street going, you know, I mean, it's like nuts. And there's a lot of times, instead of me going for my mail at that time, I'll wait until the traffic closes down. But those kids are, you know, most of the time, you know, it's just like I just don't want to watch anymore. And I'm just wondering if anybody here has considered that, has seen that, and would take that under consideration, you know. And I know, you know, there was some concern about taxpayer money to do this. But I'm on a fixed income now. I've been retired for a couple of years. But if you guys come up with something like that for child safety, I mean, I don't think I've had any problem. I could rearrange my budget to pay for something like that. And I don't think anybody would deny the money for that. The other thing is that I'm a little confused about this, because this sidewalk, or whatever it's called, is not a sidewalk because it doesn't go the full distance of the property. So the city has to come out and do the snow removal, which is something that I guess I totally disagree with. You know, I can see what you put the money in, try to put in for child safety. I can understand that. I would have put in more money to put in a longer sidewalk. But then to spend the money for the city to come out, dispatch a crew, to shovel that thing and put sand and salt on it, when everybody else that has a sidewalk in that area gets out there and does their own, is a little bit too much, you know, for me to understand. Even though, however, the code has been read or reread, you know, if that's what it says, I guess that's what it says, but I think that it's wrong, okay? So I guess got pretty much most of it off my chest, except that I wish that you guys could reconsider putting in some more signs on approaching that intersection of children's crossings and, you know, east-west, north-south. That might alleviate some of the problems.
Okay.
The other thing is, I've noticed that when I go across Drexel Avenue to get to my mailbox, there used to be crosswalk there, a crosswalk painted on the pavement, and since the last painting, that's been gone. And there used to be one that went east-west across 83rd Street, and that's gone. And I'm just wondering, I guess I'm kind of confused as to why that is. And basically, it makes me a jaywalker to go across the street without a crosswalk, I guess. And I've leaped back many a time here, more than once, of somebody trying to, you know, beat me through the intersection there. You know, I'm not sure where they have to go, or why people always seem to be late going through that intersection, late for their destination, but that's the way it is. So if you guys could take a look at that, maybe you could repaint that so that, you know, maybe I have a little more rights of crossing the street.
Mr. Bennett, could you make a note of this, and perhaps we can talk about this next week and with Alderman Olson?
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Alderman Olson. He, you know, we've maybe not agreed on a few things here and there, so to say, but but
never happens.
I give him, you know, maybe an A, not an A minus, not an A plus, but an A. So I thank you very much, Steve. Okay, you know. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment? Yes, Alderman Olson.
Milt asked a couple of questions that he deserves an answer for. First of all, why wasn't the lines repainted?
Yeah,
because there's no sidewalks on the west side of what is then 83rd Street, we couldn't put crosswalks to wood rats. Same with why they don't go on the across 83rd Street.
Okay.
Because there's no sidewalk on that side of the street.
Yeah.
So that's why it didn't get painted. But, you know, revenues are down in the city. So what time is it that you jaywalk to get your...
I've asked the post office to put that my mailbox by my driveway. And they said they couldn't because it was a day delay in getting my mail. I said, a day delay. I said, that's... I'll do it. Just go ahead and do it. Something about the route. I don't know. That's what he's going to do.
Okay. Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. If you could please come forward, please state your name and address for the record. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm John Napintic, 10233 West Ryan Road. I'm going to comment on the Ryan Creek Interceptor. In the spring or summer of 2009, I let the city engineering firm come to the farm. and they shot some grades behind the farm. On the Interceptor, I was told that the project was 2020 or beyond, and that being said, I did it out of courtesy. So it was a surprise to me that this Interceptor plan came in. I understand that you made the comprehensive master plan, but it seems like the sewer evolves around the comprehensive master plan. I basically farmed the land from 112th Street almost to the 9800 block. So a lot of the land at the Interceptor is going to go on. It's going to interrupt it. And I like farming, and I don't want it screwed up. I meet with a man from Rupert and Melky tomorrow named Joe Everly. And I just want to tell you, the Common Council, that I am disagreeing with this project. It appears to me that this is more of a money-making project for Rupert Melky. I mean, they make $1.5 million. I found more information on the internet than I have from my own politicians, basically my aldermen. And I just want to stress my dissatisfaction for the people that represent me. The letter that I received stated that there would be a minimal cost to the people that are in the non-sewer district. What is the non-minimal cost? Also behind me, there's Milwaukee County property. It's government ground, but yet the sewer has to go on my ground. Why is that? And the same goes for along 7th, Ryan and 76. It's county ground there too. What I understand is that the Interceptor is going to go on all the private ground on Ryan Road. So we need some answers tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. Again, if you'd please state your name and address for the record, appreciate it.
My name's Joe Holterman. I'm speaking for Earl Holterman at 8032 West Oakwood Road. I don't have a whole lot to say, I guess, but it's the Ryan Creek Interceptor also. My father's opposed to it. He just wanted to make it clear at this meeting. There's a couple of issues, I guess. The city kind of went forth and kind of expected a lot of these property owners, I think, to sign. And in my dad's eyes, they spent a lot of money with soil boring and that sort of thing without getting these people's permission, which is kind of foolish. He has a lot of concerns about the drain tile. He put those in a number of years ago. His field is connected with a lot of neighboring fields. So let's just say the neighbors want to subdivide, and they may tell the whoever's doing the work, well, don't worry about the tile, you know, that we're going to subdivide anyway, but it's gonna mess up my dad's land. And that's about really all I have to say, I guess. Just wanted to state that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item C, approval of regular meeting of February 1st, 2011.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item F, letters and petitions. We have letters from Owen Buskey, a letter from Adam C. Murphy, a letter from Lon D. Arfston, and a letter from Lawrence L. Hofer. Mr. Liberta, are these for action by the council, or is...
They're on for referral to staff, and they'll come back to you for action to award or deny the claim at a future meeting.
So it is.
Mr. Mayor, with one addition, I have concern about the ACJM. It appears that we have a potential system problem with how we enter data and how it's interconnected. It appears that our databases in the assessor's office aren't properly connected. So my motion is to refer to staff for appropriate resolution of these four claims and to return to Common Council with a plan on fixing the database issue, if there is an issue.
Right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Item G, reports, recommendations, claim and excessive assessments. Mr. Liberta, we have two of these in a row. Mr. Liberta.
This one was referred to staff January 18th. Mr. Gels is here if there are additional questions, as well as the assessor. Staff, primarily the assessor, has reviewed this and determined that it does meet the requirements for a claim under 70 under the proper statute, which is 7437, in that they did not receive notice of the claim. And with the information that he provided the assessor, you can see from the assessor's letter that he does recommend that the Common Council award the claim. He does have proper and sufficient evidence for amending the property value to $72,000, which was the price that was paid. So he suggests a motion to allow the claim for excessive assessment, set the value at the purchase price, to direct the Director of Finance and Treasury to provide the necessary creditor refund in a manner consistent with our practice and state statute, and to direct the Director of Clerk Services to seek the necessary correction to ensure reimbursement from other taxing entities.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Now turn to item G2, preliminary resolution declaring intent to exercise special assessment powers granted by Section 66.071 of Wisconsin statutes for the installation of water main on West Oakwood Road, 400 feet west of South 34th Street to 4,200 feet west of South 34th Street and 1,000 feet north, and an easement from West Oakwood Road to West Oakwood Park Drive, and set public hearing date for April 4th, 2011 at 6:30 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Item G3, authorize staff to let bid for the installation of water main in Oakwood Road from 400 feet west of South 34th Street to 4,200 feet west of South 34th Street and 1,000 feet north in an easement from West Oakwood Road to West Oakwood Park Drive.
So moved.
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. Item 4, authorize staff to let bid for the resurfacing of West Oakwood Road from a point 1,400 feet west of South 34th Street to South 60th Street.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, Jack, what's the traffic count on this road?
I can't tell you offhand. It's probably 500 or 600, but you do have Oakwood Golf Course, so during the summer times there's quite a open golf course. But this road is so bad, it's rutted, it's starting to actually rut. We've deferred action on this because of the business part. And this is coming out of TIF.
Now, TIF money is still taxpayer money, but $500,000 on a stretch of road that's got 500 cars on it. You know, I'm good with repairing what we're doing with the water main. That only makes sense. But to do the whole darn road for $500,000 seems excessive.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess I have to agree with that statement, although I do understand the need to have it done at this time. But I think everyone up here knows, you know, I've got some much bigger safety issues and problems on roads that need addressing. So I keep bringing them up, and we keep spending money on other projects other than, you know, the ones that are going to make the community more safe for the kids, like the one that the gentleman brought up tonight at the citizens and comment period, and the outstanding issue of Pleasant View School, where there is no access at all, and of course, the ever mentioned county-owned College Avenue issue, where there is a real pedestrian problem there. So, I guess I would appreciate it, Jack, if you could talk a little bit more about this so I can be more comfortable with my vote, because the 500 and 600 cars also is a concern with that, spending that kind of money.
Mr. Bennett?
We have postponed working on Oakwood, this piece of Oakwood Road for about 10 years. And while it's not heavily traveled, literally the road is disintegrating. And if we don't reconstruct it, we're going to be pouring money into patches, which are going to be temporary, and in the long run is going to cost the city a lot more money. We're not doing this because of TIF. But Cal has arranged that this can come out of TIF too. Normally this would come out of our local road program, so it does have a tendency to stretch our local road program, as it's not taking funds out of it. But we're not doing this road. We're doing the water main because the road needs to be reconstructed, and we don't want to do the water main after we do the road. So we're not doing this because the water main. We're doing this because the road needs reconstruction, and we need to put the water main in before we do the road, or we're going to end up damaging the road. So in my mind, this road qualifies for reconstruction. If we don't reconstruct it, the city's going to spend a lot of money pouring asphalt into it on patches, because you actually start seeing the ruts the cars are making in the road.
Thank you, Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. This road is probably one of the worst of the city. All you have to do is drive down it and see that the shoulders are actually caving into the ditch. And although not allowed, there is very heavy truck traffic on this road, very narrow road. We had two meetings on it with the residents. And yes, it does come out of the TIF district. And yes, that is tax dollar. But the reality is, if we don't do it using TIF dollars, we'll have to put in the roads program. And that $500,000, we're going to take our 25%, and then the rest we're going to give to the county, the state, MATC, MMSD, the school district, both Franklin Oak Creek and Franklin. So this money is not going to then go on the backs of the taxpayers, and it needs to be done. It absolutely needs to be done. All you have to do is just drive down it. And this has been pushed off since I've been here. And you said 10 years you pushed it off, Jack? That doesn't surprise me at all. It's in very bad shape.
Right. Do we have a motion?
We do. Yep.
Seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, the only other thing, if I'm going to vote with this, I don't know if anyone's actually read the whole motion out, but it's very poorly worded because it uses the word oven it like 4 or 5 times. The maker of the motion I don't know. I wouldn't want to have my name on a motion that's worded quite like that, but I'll support it.
A motion to authorize staff to let bid for resurfacing of Oakwood Road from 1,400 feet west of 34th Street to South 60th. That's the motion.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the motion for the other one.
Yeah.
The second one, that you make a motion for that one, you might want to look at that one. Okay.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, there's a motion on the floor.
Second.
It's already been seconded.
It's already been seconded.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
No.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G5. Authorization to proceed with obtaining permanent and temporary easements for the construction of the Rhine Creek Interceptor Sewer, which will provide sanitary sewer service to the southwest portion of the city.
So moved.
That was the motion I was talking about.
Second.
Yeah, even though it's for the board.
Is that a motion to authorize?
Yes.
Is that a motion to authorize staff to begin the process of obtaining permanent and temporary easements for the construction of Rhine Creek Interceptor Sewer, subject to the consideration and report upon the extension, location, and recommendation of approval of a determination of necessity by the Plan Commission and the adoption of the proposed land descriptions by the Board of Public Works?
Is there a breath in there? That is my motion.
Who is the second?
Second.
And the second is that you agree? Mm-hmm. Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Is this, I haven't had a chance to read the February 17th Board of Public Works, but apparently all the information for these parcels is in there, and are those people notified of that meeting, is that just something that just gets referred to this joint meeting, or how's it going?
Mr. Bennett?
Before we can proceed with acquiring the property, the statutes say that the Board of Public Works shall review the descriptions and that the Plan Commission will determine necessity. There is no public hearing on this. After that, it will come back to the Common Council for the resolution of determination. And if that is adopted by the council, then we will send letters to all the property owners that would be providing easements, and that would be their notice that the city is interested in acquiring easements.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Skowronski.
Seeing that one of my constituents had a concern about this particular project, would it be appropriate that he could express his concerns at this time with the council?
Do you want to make a motion to
suspend the rules? Yes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, Mr. Pintek, would you like to make a statement regarding this issue? It's not Pintek.
Yeah, John.
By the way,
Can we just restate what I said?
As you're up there, I get to tell you, you did a fantastic job with the snowblower the other day. Fantastic.
Okay, thank you. If I need to restate what I said, is that I was under the impression that the interceptor wasn't going to come in as soon. And I did leave the engineering staff, come through the farm, take some grades back, 2009. I'm believing it's spring or summer. And I did that at Percy. But I wasn't under understanding that when the comprehensive master plan was developed, the sewer would come in as quick. And like I said, I farm a lot of the land between 112th Street and 9800 block of Ryan Road, and sewer is going to come through that area. There's also county ground behind me. I didn't think I was going to be a player in this because the county ground is government ground. Put it on government ground. Government ground says no. So, but I understand it may come on my property. And I'm not in approval of that.
Thank you. Is there a motion to return to the regular order of business?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Skowronski under the motion.
Yes. There are certain procedures that have to be done. There was a meeting at one of the constituents' house. Mr. Napintik was there, and many of the other residents that would have this main sewer going through it. There was a lot of discussions. I was there. I passed it out. Everybody knows my phone number. Everybody can concern. There were a lot of the residents that talked to me. I'm available anytime to answer any questions, but I've only had two people call, and unfortunately, Mr. Napintik was not one of them. That called concerns. So I'm there to answer your concerns and your wishes. I will meet with anybody at any time. The engineering firm that is doing the work is proceeding under the direction of the Common Council in order to get this done. Unfortunately, at the very outset of this, the engineering firm had the surveyors go in and the residents were not notified, and that was, unfortunately, the firm did apologize for that. And everybody has been informed as this project is going ahead. And if somebody isn't, everybody knows my phone number. Give me a call, and we'll make sure that this doesn't happen. John, you know me personally. I see you a lot of times. You can talk to me anytime. And Mr. Holderman, if you have any questions, please call me. Let me know.
We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G6, release of escrow accounts for Deerwood Estates and Woodlake Village, which are located south of West St. Martin's Road and west of Loomis Road. Mr. Ben?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we have reviewed that, been working with the developers to get all the items complete. As far as we're concerned, all the items that are in the subdivision development have been completed. We have indicated, because there's some bankruptcies in the area, that the city attorney review who the money is returned to be sure that they're returned to the proper folks, and he has done that. Maybe the city attorney may want to comment on that.
City attorney?
Recommendation for the motion is on the action sheet.
Okay. Is there a motion to authorize staff to distribute the excess funds from the escrow deposit for Durwood Estates to GJK Development LLC in the amount of $13,869.85, and from the escrow deposit for Woodlake Village to Woodlake Village LLC in the amount of $3,484.48?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Alderman Olson.
I recognize that we may not have legal title any of this money, but boy, oh boy, hustling through to make sure that they get their money, as opposed to making sure that the residents in those two developments and the city are protected, are at polar opposites. I would like this table for 2 months at least to make sure that dust settles on the public improvements. This is because this developer is involved in several bankruptcies here in the city. The city has paid for finishing items. This one doesn't make much sense to me.
City attorney, and then Alderman Skransky.
Unless there is some improvement defect with this development, there's no authority under development agreement to hold funds from the development agreement, which says they're only being held for the improvements in this development, to hold those for another project somewhere.
Alderman Olson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, we've got second list of asphalt that they put down on the roadways. Are we sure that it's properly adhered and secured?
We have the 1 year warranty has elapsed now, so that's what's in the specifications.
You have one in your district, Mr. Taylor? Who else works? Doug Schmidt has one in his district, and Ken's got this one. Okay, I'm voting no, but whatever.
Alderman Skransky and Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, part of my question is goes for both parts. So one, is the city guaranteed to have their interests taken care of regarding these funds, that the road is going to be done? And are we guaranteed that any of those escrow funds are not going to be used someplace else? And I assume that the city attorney and the engineer have consulted on this to make sure the interest of the city is protected with these funds following all legal matters. Am I correct?
It's just in a paragraph, it says that please be advised the staff has reviewed the development to find that all items have been completed as contained in the development agreement.
Right.
We've worked on this for probably over a year, trying to get little things that had to go. First of all, the big things that had to be done, the final lift of asphalt, the sidewalks and all. And then we've worked on the little things that had to be done, working with the condo association on the little things. There are a few things they wanted done that weren't part of the development agreement, like a light for a sign, that we felt that it's just not in the agreement that they were to put a light. That was something they did extra. But this isn't something that we've just come up with. This is something that I've been working on for probably a year and a half, almost 2 years, from the very beginning to get this one settled. Unfortunately, we had a letter of credit. The banks refused to extend the letter of credit, so we called the letter of credit in. We've been holding this funds in escrow. So while all this is going on, the city's been well protected with funds in the escrow. Comes a point in time where you got to say it's over.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, this is Alderman Skransky's sister.
Yep.
The only thing that I remember was a gentleman that stood up here a couple meetings back who talked about the screening buffer, and he said that it was in, and then they had since removed it, and he was the one who talked about the headlight shining in his room for his living room. Do you remember that one? So you might want to just make sure that they complied with that buffer on that adjacent home that's been there for a long time. That's the only issue that I'm aware of, and I thought I'd let you know about it.
Mr. Patterson, could you ask the people in the hallway to maybe either move down the hall? It's difficult to hear. Alderman Skronsky.
Yeah, that particular individual, I don't know if you can picture it. You drive in the driveway and you turn and go in your garage. So it isn't that the headlights are on the house all the time. It just momentarily, and there is young brush in there, and it's going to grow. The trees are going to grow, and that's what the buffer was for. There was not a concern from the Indian school about some extra plantings. They got in as many as we can, and right at this time, you're not going to get the blood out of the turnip. We're trying to use all the funds and get everything in. There were some grading issues that had to be taken care of. We got them. I talked with the Homeowners Association and got as much done as we possibly can and legally. And beyond that point, unfortunately, with all these things happening with some of the developers, you're not going to get any more out of it. And as long as we have the as much as the legal support that we have, and I'm sure the city attorney is, and the city engineer is right on top of it, so we're not going to be able to do any more.
Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. Alderman Olson, you're absolutely correct. I have three of these types of situations in my district, and I know one in particular, which is the Villas of Franklin. We spent a year and a half worth of staff time, hours and hours of, and the city attorney and city engineer were very diligent in making sure that we got every penny to the association, to the development, to make them whole. And basically, all the money was gone. Here's just a case where it looks like some money's left over. So I would imagine that they put the same amount of effort in, now that I heard that they've worked on it a year, I would guess they put the same amount of effort on this development to try to get these people made whole, and this is just what happened to the leftovers, so I agree with the motion.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please, Mr. City Attorney.
I could say a couple of things, but here's maybe an easy example. Limited liabilities, corporations, legally, those are separate people. This is GJK Development, LLC. That's not the corporation that developed it. Set off one entity against another on another project.
Okay. Motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Olson?
No.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G7. Ordinance to amend Ordinance 210-2028, an ordinance adopting the 2011 budget tax levy for the City of Franklin, to approve budget encumbrances of the 2010 budget to the 2011 budget, and to amend the 2011 capital outlay budget for the emergency operations base station. Mr. Patterson.
Mr. Chairman, I put a note on your desk. Maybe it would be better to do 9 before, and then come back to 7. Do 8 and 9.
Okay. Let's move to item G9, change order for ADA Fire Alarm Community Development Block Grant Project. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G7. I believe I read that. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And the reason I asked us to do that is then I would suggest as an alternative to save a separate publication that item section 2 on the agenda also include fire alarm costs of $1,600 and transfer from a fund balance of $7,000. What we have in the base part of the motion in section 1 are those contracts and purchase orders that were valid commitments at the end of 2010 that were not able to be executed. What the encumbrance process basically does is take the budget for them, rolls it over, adds it into the 2011 budget so that those items can be paid when they're completed. There's $19,500 in the general fund, $19,500 coincidentally in the capital outlay fund, $32,000 in the equipment revolving fund, and $1,000 in the capital improvement fund.
Alderman Solomon.
I'm glad you added the fire alarms to this so we can get it all done at once. I will move to approve the budget encumbrances from the 2010 budget to the 2011 budget and the budget adjustments to the capital outlay fund. The reason I say that, this...
Let me see if I can take a second.
For those in the audience, there's like $3,500, $16,000, $32,000, $68,000, $3,000, $65,000, $32,000, $1,000, and $7,000. I just got a call last week from the auditors. They're ready to start work March 14th, and we want to get this all cleaned up for the auditors so everything's in the accounts where they belong from last year so we can get a clean audit and a clean report back from the auditors. So this is important to move this forward.
Okay. Motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G8, referral of the document business incentive options to the Common Council from the Economic Development Commission. This was sent to me, I believe, by Alderman Olson. I referred it up here to the Common Council. I believe I'm also referring it to the CDA. It's on the CDA agenda. And to the Plan Commission. Doing so because, as I've said in the past, we can use all the, I can use all the tools one can get in a toolbox. Appears to be fairly well thought out, and actually it looks like it's a plan that's probably in place in other areas. From my reading of it, these are incentives that kind of set the stage or the environment for bringing quality development to a city. So I'm all in support of moving these to the various commissions and committees and to the Plan Commission, and would urge you to recommend approval tonight. And is there a motion to refer the attached document, Business Incentive Options, to the Plan Commission, the Mayor's Ad Hoc Development Review Committee, the Community Development Authority, and staff for their consideration and incorporation with any work being done on business incentives?
So moved.
Second. So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
There's, with all due respect.
Go ahead.
There's a couple of components to this. The first one is financial incentives that are available to us requires no action by the Common Council for this report, but it just outlines them. I had some conversation with the city attorney. These could be expanded in description and a little bit more accuracy, but it gives the flavor of what's available for financials. Procedural incentives, I would hope that the ad hoc committee would take to heart, implement the day after they get this. I don't believe the EDC saw any issue with having those implemented right now. There's no financial disincentive. There's two training programs in here. It's training the various bodies on what it takes to do a commercial loan and what the attraction, what, based on what the businesses are seeing, how we can help them and what the pressures are that they're facing so that we can help understand how to alleviate that. There's some policies that will need to come back to us. Page 82, the last page, it's policy stuff. But again, this is slanted towards tax revenue, not jobs. I heard at a commission meeting the other day that we ought to be looking for jobs, working towards acquiring jobs from the community. Well, this community gets nothing for income tax. We get everything for property tax, which is why this is slanted towards property tax revenue. So that's in the other speech.
Alderman Skransky.
All incentives are for business. When the business gets the incentive to come here and the attitude of the Common Council to support business, they'll produce those jobs. They'll bring those jobs here. You don't get jobs without business in order to support them. So if this council, in its wisdom here, is to be 100% support of business, to bring business and to keep business here, that's what it's all about. And we have to do it. We have to get away from this perception that, yeah, doors are open for business, but don't go to Franklin. We want them to come to Franklin. The doors are open. And we all, as a united front up in this council, is to say, yes, we want business and to bring it in because we have a lot of opportunities here for it. So it's good that we have these incentives, and now it's a matter of 100% support for businesses and incentives to bring business here. And I'd like to thank Alderman Olson. He worked on this this document. I thank him for his support.
Mayor Taylor.
Thank you. I just wanted to make some things clear. As far as on page 77, item A, tools, tax incremental financing, obviously the city has already employed that in at least three, if not four, occasions. Industrial revenue development bonds, the city has also employed that on at least four occasions that I can think of, at least since 1999. Business improvement districts, I think I've brought that to your attention several times as a strategy for the 27th Street Corridor Plan, and I passed the gavel because I had the pleasure of meeting the new economic development director from Milwaukee County and promoted the city, and excuse me, also had a chance to show him the 27th Street Corridor project and the master plan for the city, et cetera, et cetera. And I got to the 27th Street Corridor project. He basically said, are you guys going to do a business improvement district? Because I highly recommend that for the city. So I'm glad to see that the council is prepared to move forward with these incentives. I'm going to give it back because I have to get a glass of water.
Mr. City Attorney.
Only that when I spoke with Alderman Olson, there are issues with the property tax strategy categories because you have uniformity. Constitutional uniformity caused problems there. Don't rebate taxes. You don't give taxes back. And you don't say you don't have to pay taxes for X number of years.
So
what
do you
that to your attention?
Alderman Skronsky.
I'm sure this document, it's a start. It's something that can be changed and tweaked as we go along to see how we can help support business and make it work. We might find there's a bump in the road here, and let's correct it. Or we might say, hey, this is working great. Let's keep going with it. So it's a start. It's a matter of, you know, open up the door and let's get moving.
Mr. City Attorney.
Well, if there's a thought of I would respectfully ask that you delete that last category on
response
portion A of title property tax strategies, because it might lead third party interested parties out in the world to think that those are available, and they're not.
Alderman Olson?
I don't have any objection, whatever. The reason that it's in here was this is a chart of what's available as a what's been discussed, not necessarily what's been available.
Right.
So, let's take it off if you want. But this was just a chart to refer to.
Paul Nelson, was this before the EDC, and then you guys worked on something? Like, is it a subcommittee that kind of came up with this? Or
yes.
And that's what's before us. And then on B, procedural incentives, some of it may have to come through the ad hoc committee, cannot set policy. We'll have to make recommendations back to this body. But there's things that the mayor can executive order, you could obviously do that at any time. We've done that in the past.
Right.
Your Honor.
Thank you. All right, we have, I believe, a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
There was a request in our
for an amendment.
With the motion modified as requested?
Yes.
Okay.
With the modification from the city attorney.
All right.
And
who is the maker of the motion?
Can I get that section again?
And do you accept the modification?
Accept the modification.
And who is the second?
I did.
Do you accept the modification?
Yes.
Page 78, Jay.
Just delete the tax abatement line.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, do you have that?
The section.
Yes.
Property tax strategies?
Yes.
Section.
The whole section.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 9, we went through. Item 10, authorization of Director of Administration to attend the second annual League of...
So moved.
Second.
That's in, on that subject, I just wanted to say that I'm sure you're thrilled to death to go to another conference, but these types of conferences come out with a lot of new laws and policies, and given that talking about insurance policies, it could be save us tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yes.
What's the fiscal note on it? I don't see that in there normally. Is when they like for the league of municipalities, they tell us what it costs for the registration and hotels and things like that in our monthly magazine. What's the note on this?
I did look at the flyer on the other side of the page.
Yeah, it's not in there.
No charge for room or meals, two lunches, one dinner, one breakfast for one representative
registration.
So it's entirely provided by our membership with them as a holder of insurance through them. And so the reason we put it on the agenda is to make it clear that this isn't a perk that they're providing to an employee to have them keep encouraging that we use them so we keep getting a hotel night and a conference and a dinner and a lunch. It's to make it very clear that we're doing this as that is provided for by our membership and that there are benefits to the city that we work with our agent, this company, which is a Wisconsin local government mutual insurance company, to help ensure that all participants are keeping the rates down and doing things that help ensure the company stays healthy. So it's something they provide to us as being an agent. But since it's a contractor giving it to us, we wanted to make sure it was very clear to everybody in the public that the city saw the benefit and was authorizing it to happen.
Did you go last year?
No, it conflicted with some other priorities at the time, and I wasn't able to attend.
We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 11, acquisition of property for the extension of water main and easement north of West Oakwood Road and west 4648 West Oakwood Road. I don't know what's going on.
Mr. Mayor?
That's my voice. Alderman Olson.
Thank you. A motion to authorize the authorized permanent limited easement and a temporary limited easement for one property relative to the West Oakwood Road.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Solomon, licenses and permits.
Gunderson, approve of the letter. Hold for appearance. Connors, approve. Insolenti, vote for appearance. Hilbert, approve. Meyer, approve. Pasquale, approve. St. Martin's of Tours Parish, approve.
Second.
The move and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Alderman Olson.
Well, since we're waiving the fees, everybody's got to go and spend some money at the St. Martin Tours fundraiser.
Buy raffle tickets.
Right.
And Ken's got some.
But. Yeah, I got two piles.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to vouchers and payroll. We have before you a list of vouchers number 137318 through 137490 in the amount of $2,066,275.06. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, could you stick with
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm? Aye. Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the payroll of February 11th, 2011, in the amount of $344,416.01. Is there a motion to approve?
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski?
Thank you, sir.
Alderman Skowronski?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Olson?
Yep.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.